100 Word Stories.
Hello, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sunday morning, yeah, that's right, weekly challenge. 429, I think? Yeah. Let's call it 429. The topic is public. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, record them, send them, mishy-mishy-mashy-mashy podcast. You share them with the world, you enjoy, comment, share, blah, 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 over and over and over again. At least we get the laundry done. We got a lot of great stories in this week, and I should just shut up and let you hear them. So here we go with Jeffrey. He's got a few for us. We'll just keep rolling from there, and we'll see how it goes. So, Jeffrey, the microphone is yours.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 429 on the topic of public. Before I begin, congratulations, Norval Joe, on 300 consecutive weeks of stories. Quite an accomplishment. And anyway, I've got a pair of stories this week for you. So here we go. My first story is called Private Lives. In public, Armstrong was the epitome of the gentleman, the very model of an upstanding citizen. He opened doors for ladies, or men who looked like ladies, and stood when a lady entered the room. His campaigns were squeaky clean, without a whiff of scandal. Armstrong was a very different man in private. He lived the hookers and blow cliché, indulging himself whenever it struck his fancy to do so, which was often. A man of greater debauchery was hard to envision. Armstrong's wife was none too pleased with his hobbies, and the acquisition of a tiny video recorder allowed her to ensure that his private and public lives became one. The tape made for fascinating viewing. My next story was inspired by my years of taking public transportation to and from work. For a number of years, I've been taking the Washington, D.C. metro system. And one of the things about the metro system is that it's got carpeting on the train floors. I'm not sure why that was a good idea, but there it is. So one day, I'm sitting there minding my own business, and there's a woman across the aisle from me, and she clears her throat, turns her head, and spits on the carpet. I sit there just stunned for a while, and a few minutes later, she repeats the process. While I'm still trying to figure out what to do, somebody who's braver than I am said, "Gee, ma'am, you really can't just spit on the carpet like that." But that's the sort of thing that happens when you take public transportation. So anyway, my next story is called Public Transportation. The problem with public transportation isn't the vermin-infested stations, or the surly drivers with their unintelligible announcements, or even equipment breakdowns that leave passengers exhausted and crammed together, sardine-like. No, the problem is other people. The seat hogs, the pole-leaners, the bathing-challenged, the nose-pickers and spitters, and the out-and-out lunatics. If government wants increased use of public transportation, they don't need to improve the customer experience as much as they need to improve the quality of customer. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
Oh boy, do I know about the public transportation experience. Thank you, Jeffrey, for bringing back those nightmares. Ooh, man. You know, occasionally, I still have some credit on my Metro card. Occasionally, I lend it to a coworker that's like, "Oh, I forgot mine." It's like, "Here, just take mine." No, I can't. Ugh. Whatever. So, let's move on. Let's get on the bus that's heading over to John Musico and see what he's got up his sleeve. I hope he doesn't spit on the carpet. Oh, I know he doesn't. I'm very sure he doesn't. Let's go with Mr. Musico.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
All Men Were Only Created Equal by John Musico. The term public isn't any particular slice, it's the whole. An average. Sadly, the lower slices dilute the upper slice's reputation. These are the folks who hear the word placenta for the first time in the labor ward and name their kid that because it sounds cool. The internet has made medical library secrets public. Now, those ill-equipped to rationalize that knowledge have opinions. The law libraries always let you in without proper ID. I once went there, but learned quickly I didn't have any business entering into that labyrinth. When you think public, remember that public are really publics.
Thank you, John. Wait, I put the little dongle in. Okay, so I record these with a Yeti microphone and a USB, but for the output, it comes out the normal system thing, so I either have to turn the sound up and down, up and down, up and down, or, I wish they had just a simple mute button, I just have this little headset dongle adapter thing that I just plugged in, turns off the sound, so that I'm recording, and I see the little jigglies and the wigglies and the throbbies and the, all that crap is working. So, I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to click twice. Wow. But I'm not too lazy to share with you Richard's stories. Richard, how are you doing this week?
Good morning, everyone. Only two stories for you this week. The first is part 62 of George's story. It's called Lucky. George had never considered himself lucky. Up to now, life had tended to be one long series of disasters. For once, however, and if he was going to have a stroke of luck, there would never be a more apt time, it seemed his luck had changed. Somehow, he'd retained his trusty rucksack, the straps of which were now caught neatly on the rhino's horn as it charged, propelling him upwards to land precariously inside some open ducting running above the enclosure. He crawled along the duct, hoping it would lead eventually to some secure public area, free from dangerous animals. And this week it's my turn to try my hand at a poem, although it's not going to be one of those arty-farty ones that everybody else is doing. This is one of those good old-fashioned rhyming ones. It's called Public Disgrace. 1, 2, 3, 4. Politics is such a bore. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's find someone to deprecate. A minister with a shady past, whose women were just a bit too fast. Someone we can use to spread dissent. A stooge to topple the government. A man to give the wrong impression, shamed by a tawdry indiscretion. A foolish moment on the record, leaving dirty secrets to be explored. Let's set him up for a fall, a fatal flaw to destroy them all. Time to deal politicians our ace, and bring the whole lot down with a very public disgrace. Okay, well, that's me done. I'll speak to you next week. Until then, goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. Oh, wait, I forgot to plug in the thingy. Hold on. Probably getting feedback off of the twaddle monger, whatever. And there it goes. I'm too lazy to plug in a single cable. But I'm doing my laundry. I'm petting my kitty. Oh, wait. That means laundry's ready. Okay, so I'm gonna go, move the laundry over into the dryers. You listen to Tom while I'm out there. And take notes. Take notes. That you don't get wisdom like this for free, usually.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got updates. Movement Chelsea takes the 52nd place, along with Planet X-Ray, Sojourn, and Claire. Amir's story from entering the top 50. John and Julie pass TJ, Terrence, and Fricker with 32 stories, just 3 stories from entering the top 30. Dionysus roars into the 30th place, pounding on the gates of the lair of the golden monkeys. Spate is a mere 6 months from passing Jeffrey of Greater Heights. Yes, you can spend a long time in the lair before grabbing the gold. Milestones, Chris is now the 4th Iron Monkey, displacing Tom. He has posted an incredible 148 stories in a row. All hail Chris. And last of note, we have reached a 21-story average. Pretty damn cool. And I have 3 stories tonight. The first, Citizen. He was a very public man, not one of agendas and machinations. When he rose, it was never in anger or derision. His words were simple and direct. He held that if you could not make your point in 2 sentences, best not to stand at all. He believed in God and democracy and fought for the rights of anyone to question either. Most called him honorable. He considered himself equitable. Some called him sanctimonious. He offered no rejoinder. He clearly saw the difference between being an American and being a citizen. The first was a right, the latter was a duty. And the second story, proof is in the proofing. The following is a true story. I was chosen to serve on a civil grand jury during the turn of the century. I worked on the Public Service Committee. One of the county organizations we interviewed was a local cemetery board. After 2 hours, we found they had and were doing an exemplary job for their community. I wrote up a glowing report, and the collective jury approved and sent to the printers for countywide publication. Unfortunately, that particular report failed to get closely proofread. Seems I left out the letter L in public. Yep, Pubic Service Committee. Oh my. And the last story. A continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 58. Von Moltke pointed out the first casualty of war is the plan. It can take you deep into the fray, but at some point, the mistress of Mars just turns the table upside down. So it was, in the cloud of Funky Town dust, Tim, the doctor, Smith, Bannister, his forces, found themselves eyeballing each other as the rain fell, while El Cid and the 30 thieves were gathered in the public square, all pivoted and made a mad dash at each other. At least that was the plan. Down into the goo they slid. Crawling forward, they met in the mud. And that's it.
And down into the mud we go. Thank you, Tom. Oh, man. Got all the laundry into the dryers. I'm out of coffee. Guess what that means? Time to make more coffee. Ooh, while I go make more coffee, how about you listen to Lizzie? See what she's come up with this week. What magic she spins from her wand, her cauldron, whatever magical device, or out the butt of a black cat. I don't know how this witchcraft works, but she's got it. And here we go with... Sometimes it's 500 words. I'm telling you. 100, 500, 1,000, a million. That's where the words are, man. Go where the words are. Here's Lizzie. I'm going to go get some coffee.
The owner of a store in a terrible neighborhood placed a stories dispenser next to a candy dispenser. The first was free. The other wasn't. He encouraged his clients to grab a story, but they just smiled and took candy instead. One day, a young woman walked in. She seemed undecided. Are the stories for free? They are, he replied, delighted. The young woman rotated the button and a small paper came out. Is it a good story? She smiled. Many people start dropping by, and as unrealistic as it might seem, they began to smile a lot more, too. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. You know, I'm never going to buy those blueberry instant waffles ever again. Because you can't tell the difference between the little bits of what you think are blueberry and mold. So, yeah. I think I'm just going to get the regular ones from now on. And then, if there are any blue or off-color blue spots, maybe I'm saying too much. Thank you, Lizzie. And let's move on to Spate and hear what he's got. And I think I fixed your link, so if I got to go back a week and fix that one too, I'll go ahead and take care of it. If there's any mistakes in the posts, or you're like, oh yeah, I do want to share my About Me page, or whatever, I can put it in there. It's just an edit away. Just toss me an email. Don't wait until Sunday. You know, I've got the time, I think. Actually, I don't. No, I do. I do. I do have the time. For you, I've got the time. I'll take care of it right then and there. Because if I don't, then I'll forget about it and it'll be Sunday. It'll be like... Anyway, here's Spate.
Hey, it's me, Spate. Here for Weekly Challenge 429 on Public. My story is called Sausage Part 2. Just kidding. My story is actually called Dangerous Public. And here it is. He was a lonely old soul who generally avoided the public, but every fine weather Sunday afternoon, he would put on his best pressed suit and go sit on a park bench to observe life. One such Sunday, a young girl in a party dress came and sat beside him. "Sir, I want to be a princess. What should I do?" she asked. Charmed by this child that spoke to him, for no one else ever did, he answered in the kindest grandfatherly manner, "Just be yourself." She looked up with wide little girl eyes and hissed, "Both of them?"
Thank you, Spate. I just threw out the coffee. Timothy's Parisian Nights. Disgusting. Everything by Timothy, even the Kahlua coffee, awful in K-cups. Disgusting. How do they screw that up? Ah, gross. So, no more Timothy. I got a whole bunch of sampler packs early on, and now it's just like I'm finishing up the samplers, and man, that stuff is awful.
Well, you can't just leave it on the shelf for forever.
I know. It's well before the expiration date, okay? Give me a break. So, I'm doing mint hibiscus tea. Good stuff from Archer Farms, which is Target. It's actually pretty good. I like hibiscus. And it's tea. Better for me than coffee, right? I don't know. What does the World Cup octopus say? Fucking stupid.
Yeah, the World Cup polar bear is guest. The World Cup tamarind monkey.
God, you people are fucking crazy. So, Argentina, Germany. Who am I rooting for? Nobody. I'm going to root for the apes while I watch that Dawn of the Planet of the Apes or the Battle for the Planet. I'm just going to go watch the apes kick the shit out of some humans. I'm going to cheer them. I'm sick of humans. Including you! But not Serendipity. Serendipity's a robot. Let's hear it. Whatever.
This is a public service announcement. Go to your homes and lock the doors. Go now and go quickly. Do not stop for any reason. Do not waste time assisting those less able. Keep your children close to you. Draw the curtains and remain silent. Do nothing to draw attention to yourself. Take no chances. Stay off the streets. Avoid public places and open spaces. Your only hope is to find a place of safety, a place to hide away, a refuge for the night. Be fearful and well prepared. For I am on the hunt, and I am hungry.
Thank you, Serendipity. You know what? I am hungry, too. I just had the waffles, but that ain't enough. But I'm trying to save some room for those awful overpriced foods they have at the movie theater. You know, while I'm watching apes kick the shit out of humans. It's going to be cool. I'm rooting for the apes. I wish I had a t-shirt that said, Go Apes, one of those giant foam fingers, except it would be an ape hand. And I'd be like, Go Apes! And a ball cap and a pennant. Because, you know, it's time for evolution to take a step backwards by stepping forwards. Maybe next week should be apes. I don't know. Should we? It could be like, you know, something of the Planet of the Apes, and you would come up, you'd fill in a thing. Like Laundromat of the Planet of the Apes. Wouldn't that be a cool topic? Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I should change it now. I've already posted the next topic, but I could change it. I'm just that crazy. So watch the schedule of upcoming topics. I may just throw that one in there to change out the one that's not for next week, but the week after. Because really, go apes. Zach Mann, on the other hand, he is the lord of the Planet of the Apes. Up there swimming to like, I can't even remember what lake it was.
Did you finish the Society column about the mayor publicly airing his public hair? Are you saying the mayor's some sort of pervert? Doesn't that make front page news? Asked the intern. The editor said, You haven't even started writing the story nor read the notes, have you? The mayor is the proud owner of several toupees. And next week, the one he wore throughout his campaign will be donated to the City Historical Society during an event in the park. It is his public hair since he wore it in public. On it, boss. I'll be praying for no typos.
Praying for no typos? Who is the patron saint of no typos? Who is the patron saint of typing? Yes, Saint QWERTY! Ha ha ha! Sorry. Thank you, Zach Man. That would be funny as shit if there were a Saint QWERTY. Saint QWERTY! The patron saint of no typos! Ah, I see you're about to hit the H key instead of the J key, son. I will guide your hand with supernatural ease to type the right thing. Damn you, devil of autocorrect.
Yeah,
I get carried away sometimes. Can you tell that Gina's in Florida visiting her sister for a week? And why I'm yelling like this? I want to tell you, Mist is a real shitbag of a cat. When it's like, oh, you're the only human, and you're about to go to sleep. I'm going to keep you awake until 3. Poke, poke, poke. Meow, 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 meow. Dance, 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 dance. Oh, I'm going to burrow under there. Oh, wait, no, I want to come back out. No, I want to burrow under. No, I want to come back out. Oh, fuck. I wish Bruin were still around. He kept her in line. Now it's like, you know, Tinny, however, Tinny is a good girl when she isn't chewing through cords. What? Oh, okay. It's time for Dionysus. Enough maudlinness. Here he is.
Hello. Dionysus closed with five stories based on the word public. The first story is called Bonds. Rhonda didn't know how to respond when Jim Bob expressed a desire for public humiliation. Where was the strong cowboy she married? She had always satisfied his private needs, but this felt different somehow. It wasn't private, for one thing. At his uncle's funeral, she thought everyone was looking at her. She felt like she was the one being humiliated, and she couldn't figure out how to make it stop. After the service, she saw him with the men, masculine in their ties, on the porch. His eyes met hers, and in that look, she realized he looked to her as his public. The next story is called Duped. I had a nagging feeling we had all been duped. The consultants were supposed to tell us how we could be relevant to everyone. Now they were telling us that nothing is relevant to everyone in today's market. The public, one of them said, is a construct that has been ravaged by events. Public relations is a fiction. Some people believe in it, I said. We're paying you to do it. That, he glowed, is public relations today. We all looked at each other uncomfortably. Put that in a bottle, he continued, and you've got a winner. Sell discomfort. The next story is called Public Defender, Season 1, Episode 1. A victim going about everyday business in a dark, isolated location is suddenly assaulted. The perp runs away, sobbing. Public defender James Sparks gets the case. The defendant has 23 kids and student loans, but stopped out because one kid needs a heart. That's a lot of fenced iPhones. The prosecutor hates Sparks and wants to save time by building walls around half the cities in America. The hard-ass detective likes P.D. Sparks, but so fucking what? The kid gets a heart when the dick blows a scumbag away. The perp gets time, but he'll finish college. Jim delivers happy meals to the kids. Jim's wife Lisa ovulates alone. The next story is called Welcome. I was complete then, and then I had to be broken. The first publics were a necessary bridge to me's. What is a necessity comes to be. Me's alone are too certain. I was a me, just as you are. The simplicity of me was pleasant, as you know, but it was a limitation. To bridge me, it was necessary to break me. This was the task of a public. Me's were first, they always were. Now there must be publics. The first public was a broken me. As a public, she was no longer a me, but it was necessary. Now we will break your me. What is a necessity comes to be. And the last story is called Double Mint. Every criminal wants to be caught, Chandler said, and it's my job to do it. I was already familiar with his philosophical views and his problem. A saucy brunette we'd watched for weeks. Love too, he said. It wants to be public. That's severe. She was hot, but she had this gum problem, inasmuch as she liked to lift a pack whenever she came in. Every day. For me, she was another babe to watch on closed circuit who happened to like illicit double mint. But he had it bad. Nail her or nail her, you know? Turns out Humphrey at 493 nailed her, so yeah, a double.
Thank you, Dionysus. Your avalanche of creativity has crushed us all, but in a good way. Man, this tea is good. You know, you would not expect department store or big box store stuff, brand, whatever, to be good. This stuff's good. Although I'm telling you, you know, I know K-Cup is more expensive than regular, but the effort to boil the water and all that, and you always boil too much water, which uses too much energy, this does just the right amount of water. Although it creates little plastic bits of waste. The world doesn't want you to conserve. We're going to use up this earth as quickly as we can, and then we're fucked. And that's okay, as long as we have a good time doing it. We're all screwed, man. Oh well, enjoy the party. Ha 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 ha. All right. That puts us in a good mood for Julie's story, doesn't it? Yeah. She's been having a great week with, well, the puppy and the voices and the thing. I'll let her talk about it. But if she doesn't, you know, she can always say it in the comments. Whatever. I don't know.
Guys, it's Julie. I don't know what number weekly challenge this is. But, you know, if you don't know, look on the screen. Hey, you guys. This is public. Public. Public was the word. That was easy. Sausage was a really crappy word. So here we go. Lawrence, you push me to the bounds of my patience sometimes. Anyway, this is called, okay, so it's time to go see Father Frank. I did not listen. Rebellious me, my father's daughter. Strong, Irish, bad-tempered. Throwing myself into storms. I like me this way. I ought to do it more often, but I almost ruined my life. I was that close. I decided to make my filthy laundry public to anyone who would listen. What you did and refused to do, how you tore my soul into shreds, you used my flesh and tossed me aside. And how I work now to make it right for those I love. I will go confess, but I cannot promise I won't sin again. I wish you all a good week, and I thank you as always for listening. And this is Julie. Take care, and I love you all.
Thank you, Julie. Had to take a break there to blow my nose a few dozen times. I'm still not 100%. Still not there. But it's not as bad as it was, okay? I'm getting there. I'm good enough to go to the movie theater, I think. Although I may take a shot at DayQuil before I go there. All right. Let's see. Oh, Rick is back. Okay, Rick from Fort Myers has come back. You see? If it's a good topic, folks will come. It's a bad topic. People will go off and be with their families, have Easter egg rolls on the front lawn, even though it's July. Man, it's hot out. Oh, wait, is that Tinny?
Yeah, that's little Tinny. Hello, little Tin Butt. Hello, Tin Butt. Hello, little scary cat. Yeah, she's a good dog. Yeah. I will put out a can of food for you guys in a bit. I know you could love all that sloppy canny stuff.
Okay, so here's Rick, and I'm going to feed this little booger.
Greetings, people of Earth. He's back on the attack and cutting those slack. DC Ricky T. This week's offering, public spectacle. The girls in the office laughed behind Mike's back, made mocking gestures of shriveled manhood. They envisioned him as impotent and weak, unaware of the savage beast that slept within. Come morning, they would know. They had all been fools. He wasn't just a man. He was a brute of a man, cleverly disguised. Soon the world would know the dozens of women he had defiled, how he had bludgeoned them with his manhood and beaten them to death. Sirens wailed. Cameras flashed. The squad car parted the crowd. the story would be public, Mike's heart swelled with pride.
Thank you, Rick. Although you better get that swollen heart checked. You know, that could be a sign of something. You gotta watch out. You know, we're all getting up there in years. Every little thing, every little goofy... Hey, what's that on my skin? You know, that kind of thing. Oh, man. Okay. Maybe I'm not 100%. Should probably take some Mucinex or something. Mucinex. Sharing is caring, man. So, right. How about, Narvo Joe? Sure, okay. No, he's not the last one this week. I know, scary, huh? So, a lot of people were waiting till the last minute, which shows that it truly was a challenge of a topic. So here's Narvo Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Narvo Joe Carroll of NarvoJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 429 with a prompt of public. So here's my story. I've always wondered what the difference is between rabbits and hares. For Bugs Bunny, the only difference would be what would make a more interesting or punnier title. The differences are greater than you would think. Rabbits are born hairless, blind, and dependent on their mothers. They live in colonies below ground, coming out at night to eat. Hares are born above ground, have fur, their eyes are open, and they can eat solid food an hour after birth. They live independently and only come together to mate. A simple differentiation would be, there are private rabbits and public hares. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Talk about a bad pun.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Wait, okay, it's working. Oh, whew. Sometimes there's a little lag with this thing. I know, you get all the latest and greatest, and then it adds all this software, which makes it slower and slower. You have to buy newer and newer. All this e-waste goes to Ghana and China, and they're burning it, ruining the air for everyone, pouring out the gold and the rare earths. Despite all the attempts to make stuff tear downable, you know, all this disposable consumer waste economy, society. Oh, man. This is why I don't publish in books. It's a waste, man. But the energy is a waste, too. What good does it do? Oh, wait. I'll tell you what it does. I can do laundry, and I can pollute the waters with excess surfactants. Instead of clothes that clean themselves or don't need cleaning. I don't know. One day someone will invent a conscience. Until then, we have Munsey.
Greetings, Captains Fantastic. Munsey here because this is where Munsey always is. Munseys are remarkably consistent in that regard, aren't we? Yes, we are. Now on to story time. Dressing the Part by Chris Monroe. My bowler hat, steampunk goggles perched atop it, tilts rakishly across my brow, and my umbrella, handle twisted into a question mark, hangs jauntily from my arm in case of rain. Black suit, black shirt, red bow tie around my throat, matching suspenders, and I look sharp, if I do say so myself. I almost nixed the monocle, but fuck it, I deserve the best. And anyway, it matches my pocket watch. I'm ready to take on that world. Some might be uncomfortable going out attired thusly, but not me. I've never had any problems with public displays of affectation. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munsey Munsey. That's my story for the week, Captains Fantastic. And by the time you listen to this, we will have finished the 3 months every 4 years where I give a shit about sport with any seriousness. It's always fun, being within the cultural mainstream for a little while, but I think we'd all agree it wouldn't work for me. Still, fun while it lasted. and Women's World Cup is a maybe.
Well, I certainly don't sound fantastic, and I'm not a captain. Not a captain of my own fate, of my own ship. How dare you tease me like that, but, oh, thank you anyway. If only I were a captain of my own fate, and feeling fantastic. It would be fantastic. Well, you know what else is fantastic? Chelsea. Chelsea is here. Chelsea is here to stay. Well, of course, because I'll put the show in the archives, and she'll be there to stay. I mean, do the math.
Public by Chelsea. The things that you can and cannot do in public these days is crazy. Things like breastfeeding or disciplining your children are taboo. But you can practically dry hump your significant other on the dance floor of a club and nobody says anything. It's still illegal, not just frowned upon, but actually illegal, for a woman to walk around naked from the waist up. But men have been doing it for decades, and nobody looks twice. Is it just me? Or is the baseline skewed horribly to one side? And if so, how do we correct?
Thank you, Chelsea. We're getting to the end here real quick. Got a few more stories, and then it'll be time for y'all to get going. And I'm looking forward to watching apes slaughter humans. Go apes! I'm telling you, they need to sell some t-shirts and some foam fingers of monkeys and all that stuff. I'd buy them out. Hey, I bought all the Harry Potter crap, right? And Harry Potter's a wizard. I mean, fuck the muggles at this point. It's over, man. Just read the news. It is over. Oh, you don't want to read the news? Neither do I. I just want to do stories. How about a story from Tura instead of the news? I can do that. How about you?
When the king arises in the morning, he wears his private face. The servants attend to his needs. Then at breakfast, he meets the most favoured petitioners to discuss private matters. He puts on his public face to meet his ministers, and proceeds to the business of the day, only removing it for the occasional moment of private conference. At the end of the day, he takes off his public face, and spends all too brief a time with his family. On retiring for the night, he takes off his private face, and what lies beneath, none have ever seen.
Thank you, Tura. I may have screwed up the little pluggy anything all this time, so if my spots seem weird, I'm not going to go back and re-record them. You know that it's not what I say that matters in these things. It's what you say. It's your stories. That's what matters. Me babbling in between, who cares about that crap? So I'll just skip right to it. Here's Planet Z. Enjoy.
There's a full moon tonight. We'll hear the howling soon. And then we'll see the werewolves. Usually they stick to the trees in the park, raking and bagging leaves, picking up trash, smoothing the jogging paths. Or if there's any branches near power lines, they'll drive out cherry pickers to prune them back. Aerating and seeding the grass is another thing they do. It really makes a difference. Okay, so they eat a few chickens or rip a few junkies or hookers' throats out. But just look at our city's green spaces. Screw 'em! Falling the full moon came more often.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of public. 100-word stories, 100 words long. And they're stories about public that you did. Pat yourselves on the back. You should be doing that every week. Congratulating yourselves, congratulating each other for rising up to the challenge and kicking it in the balls. Ah, you are the apes that have overran the humanity of the challenge. Well done. Pat yourselves on the back, have a banana. It's on me. Go ahead, send me the bill for your banana. I'll PayPal it to you. Just that simple. Next week's topic is, have you ever? You know the drill. You know the site. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. While you eat that banana, I want you to feel good this week. Feel Captain's Fantastic. What will happen when Captain Fantastic gets a promotion? Major accomplishment? I don't know. Muncie will figure that out for us. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.